I didn't see you, brother Whitten, I'm sorry.
Third round, scattered down in here. Dick Whitten, not that that's important. But this is really a different kind of meeting. When we met here this evening and came in about 7:30, I was running through my mind that since 1956, early in the year, there's been two meetings like this. And I was a little amazed at how long, how many services, how many people, how much money, and how many souls in just two meetings like this. The meeting did start about 7:30, 7:40. I realized we had never had a meeting like this. One, another, and another. Some with great emotion, some with some emotion. And making charges without calling names. Making charges calling names. And someone said innuendos and whatever that is. But I have heard almost no specifics tonight. If I'm going to say that the eldership is operating in an unscriptural way, I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to tell you how I know. I will be able to bring you proof, or I'll never say it. But when I say it, I'll bring you the proof. A number of suggestions here. One, that all the elders clear out. And one said that would be the thing to do, and then said he had no problem with Bob. Bob is an elder here. But it's a strange thing, really, what we hope to accomplish when we meet here Sunday morning and Sunday evening and Wednesday evening and this evening. I have walked this aisle and felt weeds each hand. And I have looked through here, and not for the rising sun, and I know where the sun comes up, but I was looking at all the seats. 960 people this auditorium seats, and comfortably. It has twice with chairs in the aisles. And then when I look again, I see these partitions out, and that's auditorium. That seats 570 more. And even standing here in the weeds, I looked above, and there's the mezzanine. This building was designed and made to seat 2,240 people, and will, if we stop this. But there has been one little thing, another little thing, another, another. And they were little things, except we imagined them to be big. And they were little things until we made them big. And I've known people here, my brothers, sisters, and I dearly love them, and they left. And several told me they didn't know why, but someone else did. And others told me why. And it seemed reason not at all to me. But I didn't go with any. Now, before the meeting started this evening, I realized that some are in this assembly at this minute that very likely will not enter the building again. and take your family. And some might even try to influence others to try to take them and go. We nearly always do that for whatever the reason. But some will go for a little reason, some will go for no reason, and some will go because someone else did. But the congregation here has grown into a great work, and then problems come. Someone said a minute ago, been here 12 years, problems always. But growth, almost always. I can remember scooping mud from a new building when we were dedicating the building, just meeting in for the first time. OB got mud on me, he was scooping mud too. I remember outgrowing that building and building it larger. We built it larger, and then we overran it. We had built on land we bought for that very purpose. And then knowing that we had outgrown that, and although many of our members went there, that was the purpose of it. We designed and had built this building, and realizing that this would finally let us realize all the growth we could know. But you can only know growth when you work together and pull together and think together, but we cannot think a lot. I have the same Bible that you have, the same opportunity to read it and study it, and with at least some ability to read and understand it. And it seemed that we should find more and more to agree on. Now, I've been aware of several little things, some that would be, I know would be a very emotional thing that happened to me. The situation, Nelda, did she resign? Did she quit? Did she leave? Did she what? Beside my mother, I guess I haven't known a woman that I admired more than Nelda. But these are not things to split a church. We're talking about splitting a church. We're talking about having the eldership resign so that there is no leadership. And while the elders have resigned and sets the congregation adrift, what then? Little people have little ways. We have to be bigger than any of the little people. So whether it is a letter that I consider personal and you don't, and I will assure you that my position is that if I am introducing myself from Brown Trail, from preacher training, I'm representing Brown Trail, Eldership Brown Trail, and the Preacher Training School, inaugurated by, set up by, established by, however, the Eldership Brown Trail. I remember the Preacher Training School. I can remember when 11 met from three congregations. Several of you here remember that. And when we met during the week, and Sunday evening after worship. And finally, as it became a little better established and organized, we set up regular classes, began to look for students, and then hired a man that was especially able to do that very work. He came to Brown Trail because of his desire to do that. We brought him to Brown Trail because we intended to do that, to do it better with his help. And I know that I've rambled. There are things that I've said that may not interest you. Some have been here so long, it might have brought back to your memory some things. But I would like to see, as Max said, and as several said and forcefully this evening, that we would reason together and ask for God's wisdom, and we can gain the knowledge If we must make accusations, go with your evidence to the person or persons, but not the things like a few people that have stopped me and called me and asked me, and I had to say, I don't know. Well, you heard what they said, eh? I heard what they said, but I don't know. How could I know? So many have spoken this evening from things they do not know. I have nothing to say of those things that I don't know. I do know, though, that we need to be above some of the littleness. We need to be beyond some of the feelings, some of the emotions that would separate us. And so far as bringing about a split, I don't even like to consider the word because I think it isn't a possibility. I mentioned some will leave. I certainly regret that. The mentioning of the split, that just isn't going to happen. So far as the resignation of the eldership, they have a lot of work to do, and I'm for them doing the work. That's really all I have to say, and I appreciate the time, Bob.